Okay, we go three short ideas with the Nachman Shevker Rebbe, the Imr Sahoros, Parshat Tazriel, Metzor, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Lunishal, and Nishmas, Esther Tehillah, Bas, Rav Gavriel Pinchas, Oz, my grandfather's Yartzer was this week, Rehuven Ben Chaim. The first idea we said early in the week, I'll say it again. Isha ki Sazria, the Yaldu Zachar. When a woman gives birth, she sows first and gives birth to a son. Says the Rechaim HaKadosh Gemar, Nida Chafayam Ebeis tells us, Isha Mizaras Tehillah Yaldu Zachar. When a person is together and the wife is the one that sows first, then it's a boy. If the Rashi brings down, if the male sows first, then it's going to be a girl. Says the Orchaim HaKadosh, what does it mean for us? Ki kasher adam maskel asu b'tov l'avos asu Hashem Yisbarach. Then we do our part, then the Rabbi Hashem do his part. We put our part and do our Torah and our Tefillah and we do our Midos. We do our part. Isha, refers to Klal Yisrael. Knesset Sozok's Kala, look at the Zemer of Kel Mestater. Ki Zazria. We do our part and do our part to sow and to plant and our Torah and our Tefillah and our Midos and the Kedusha and our love and our Sfiras Olam and our Midos. Then Yalda Zachar. Then we'll be Zochet to the Geula, to the personal redemptions, to the ultimate redemption. And this reminds me of the Baal Shem Tov. Da mal malam imcha, says the Baal Shem Tov. The Mishnah first, this week, Perkei Avos, Perek Beis. No one's above you. A wash of a listening ear, everything's running down. No, says the Baal Shem Tov. Da mal malam mimcha. What goes above in Yushraim Shamayla? Da malam mimcha comes from you. Yushraim Shamata. What you do has an effect upstairs. Isha ki Zazria, but Klai Zol's good. And you're kind and caring and Torah and feeling committed to meet those Tobos. Then you all the Zachar, you put Zachar to the ultimate Gula, to the personal, individual, and collective Yeshua. So beautiful. Orchaim HaKadosh, Baal Shem Tov, Adi number 2. Adi number 2, we said it again, but we're going to say it again. Perek, Yud Gimel Pasuk Beis, for the Rebbe Ramaylech. Adam Yeh Begeh Basoro, Se'es HaSapachas. So a person is going to, it's the first two on Tazriel, the third one is going to be Mitzora. Person looks within himself, sees his skin, he has something called a Se'es, a certain type of Tzaras. Says the Rebbe Ramaylech, and he brings that from other Sfarim as well, the Tolazara, the Tarsus as well, the other Sfarim. Se'es is a lotion of Hisnasus. Se'es is a lotion of Gaiva. And then we're going to see later on in Rashi Mitzor that Saras comes from Gaiva, right? The Gemara in Erecha tells you say Lashon Hara, but really, where does Lashon Hara come from? It comes from Gaiva. Says the Rebbe Melech, Se'es mi lotion geis vi Hisnasus. Se'es, that sapachas, that spot on your skin, really comes from Gaiva, from haughtiness, from arrogance. You become a Baal Gaiva by thinking that you did great in your Avodas Hashem. But look at me, you have to put everything on my WhatsApp status, you have to put everything that I learned, put it online. No! Yes, you have. There's an Indian to be able to be bring Kavod Shemayim, but you don't have to do it, tell everyone everything, every little thing you do. Specifically, the Rabbi Melech says, this is the Saras, this is the Ace, this Saras comes from being a gaiva in your avodas Hashem. The more we learn, the makam galuzo sham tam masanuso, Gemara says. In place of the greatness, that's the place you find the great humility. When Rav Schechter, you look at Rav Schechter, and Rav Schechter, you ask Rav Schechter a question, he says, I don't know. Rashi, sometimes Rashi leaves out, he says, we could have just left it out, but sometimes he'll say, I don't know. I'm not sure how many places in the chassis, he says it many times. Why didn't just leave it blank? Because sometimes in life, it's the greater you are, how do you see your greatness? By your humility. Specifically, not showing Rav Avodah Hashem. This is exactly to get ready for Lag Boimir from Shavuos. And now, if she ka'af al kol tiyah, says the Rav Tzaddik, we say in every day in the Kainet Tzor, make my soul like dust, then psach li b'sot tzacha. Then the Torah can penetrate your heart. That if a heart is filled with gaiva and arrogance, Gemara Tzota says, I want nothing to do with you. But a heart filled with humility, a heart filled with submission and surrender to the Rabbana Shalom, that is the place where Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to live. What a beautiful idea for the Rebbe Ramaylech. From Rav Schechter, and from Rav Tzaddik, in Resisei Laila, idea number 3. Now we jump ahead to Parshas Metzora, from the Dav Galmach Hanavarim, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. The Pasuk says, in Perek Yodale, Pasuk Dale, V'lochach L'mital Shtei Tziporim Chayos Tahoros. Part of the tshuva process, for the one who said Saras, for the one who said Lashon Hara, that they have to take two birds, two clean birds. Shei tziparim chayas tahoros ve'eis eros shenitzu las ve'ezov. Says the machana Ephraim. I don't understand. First you have to take an erez, and you also have to take an ezov with the birds. Shenitzu las. They're the opposite, right? When it comes to an erez, a strip of crimson wool, that's just a little bit of gaiva, a little bit of arrogance. But Rashi says shanigam bar ala gatzos ruach, and shenitzu las ve'ezov the hyssop. The eighth eris is the cedar. The eighth eris is gaiva. Gemara Erchat Tazayin. Shnitzu Latzva Ezov, the ship of crimson wool and hyssop, that's Yashpil Atzva Migalavazov. Is that it represents humility? He must humble, it shows humility. So which one is it? Was it gaiva? Or was it Or was it lack of, or was it humility? Says the Degel Nachan Ephraim that actually it's both. When a person has to be humble, a person has to be humble. But then a person also has to know when to stand up. Like we just did in the Gemara today in Sota Chaf Beis, when it says Zatzumam Kol Arugel, the pasuk said in Mishle Zayin Chavav, who is this and mighty all that she has slain? Zet Tamachacham Shegila Rav Ein Moira. That a Tamachacham who has the ability to paskin and doesn't. There's a time for Gaiva Kedusha. There's a time for Gaiva. There's a time for Shiflos. Says the Degel Nachan Ephraim, we want to teach the one who's now getting purified. There's a time to be humble, there's a time to be gaiva, and you got it mixed up. You got it mixed up. Like Rashi just said, eight eras, that's to get rid of gaiva. Shnei Svalas Ezov, that's bad humility. Bad humility, you have to have a balance. Like the Raman tells us, you have to have that quite balance. And this is actually something that Shvili Pinchas always brings down, to have that balance of Rachel and Leah and Rachel. Right? Rachel's quiet. Right, she doesn't say the signs, and Leah talks. Hapam Ozer Hashem, she's the ability to speak. The Sfas Emes gives this idea to have this proper balance: when to be a Racha, when to be a Leah, when to be a Leah, when to be a Racha, when to be a Racha to be quiet, to be humble, when to be Leah to step up, to speak up. Right, at the end of the day, to know when to say and when to be quiet. Idea number three. Let's review these three ideas. We start off saying from the Or Chaim Hakadosh Isha Ki Sazriv Al Zochar. The Gemara in Chav Hey and Ida tells us when the man sows first, it becomes Yizochar to a son. If the woman sows first, then Yizochar to a son. If the male does, then it's a girl. Says the Or Chaim Hakadosh, what's the idea for us? Isha Ki Sazriv, when Chais was called to Isha, when we do our part and we plant and we sow and we do our part, then Yal Zochar, Yizochar to the ultimate Yeshua and all the things in the world. Da Malan Mechav, what goes above in the world, Mimcha comes from you down here, says the Baal Shem Tov. Our actions have tremendous consequences for good and for not for good. Idea number two, from Chazal Rebbe Melech, the love of Sid, and you give Malbez the lashon of Se'es, the lashon of Isnas, Gaiva, specifically Gaiva and Avodah Hashem. But if Tzadik tells us, V'nafshi Ka'afra, make my soul a dust, then Psach mi Bistar Zecha. When a person does well in Avodah Hashem, Mabalkam Galusa Shamtein al Manusunusa. Look at Rav Shechter, look at the Gedolim, and they don't know something. Rashi says, I don't know. It's okay that I don't know. You make things up. And you say like Babal Gaiva, someone like we did in Sota today, Chav Beis. It's not we said it before. We'll say it again. We didn't say this before, but we'll say it now. Someone who learns but doesn't humble himself to do Shemish Tamei Chachamim to follow others. That's a Babal Gaiva. So to not make sure to be so careful when it comes to Gaiva. So Ace, that's why Saras comes from. And finally, the third and final idea from the Degel Nachan Ephraim. Why do you have to have this double dichotomy with the bird? You have the hyssop, you have the cedar strick, the eight eras, the cedar, and the shnei solas, the ezov is the crimson and the hyssop. Because the eight eras is gaiva, and shnei solas, the ezov is shiflus. Which one is it? Says the Degel, no, it's got to be in both. And you got to be in place, you got to step up and speak up, and you have to have the right humility as well. When it comes to the eight eras that come from gaiva, that's the place they're places where you have to be humble to make sure to stay humble. And then there's the things when you weren't so humble that you didn't paskin, you should have. That's when you have to have gaiva the kedusha. Like, so in the Sfas Emes tells us the proper balance of Leah and Esther and Leah. Rachel the ability to be quiet, to be humble, and Esther and Leah's ability to speak up. Should we talk about this Hashem to believe in our actions, to believe in our actions, to believe in our Torah, to believe in our tefillah, our amidos, and our patience, and our love for each other's faith, Omer, and Hashem Rafacha, to bezocha to all the geulas of refus and yeshuas of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and Iyar is Rosh Chodesh Kivat, and Hashem Rafacha, Oy v'yeshiva yivushu raga, all the enemies will be wiped out. To understand when we grow in our Vodas Hashem, to be very careful with Gaiva, to make sure to stay with humility, that's to be the Kabbalah Torah, the Torah Sanistar, the Lag Boim, the Torah of Shavuos. If I have the third and final idea, like the Ram, to have that proper balance of humility and Gaiva to Kedusha, Gaiva to Kedusha and proper humility, to live in that Shvil Hazav, wishing everyone a good Shabbos and a good Chodesh.